peacemaker, achiever, rebel, invisible one. Recognizing family roles in many families, people learn roles. One child becomes the peacemaker, another becomes the achiever, another becomes the invisible one, another becomes the caretaker, the entertainer, the responsible one, the scapegoat, or the one who never causes trouble. Sometimes these roles are spoken. More often, they are quietly learned. A child may learn, if I keep everyone calm, I will be safe. Another may learn, if I perform well, I will be valued. Another may learn, if I act out, at least someone will notice me. Another may learn, if I stay quiet, I will not become a target. These roles may begin as survival strategies. They may help someone get through a difficult home. But later, the same role can limit freedom, relationships, calling, and identity. A ministry genogram conversation can help someone notice these patterns. We are not diagnosing the family. We are not labeling people. We are asking careful questions. What role did you learn to play? Did that role help you survive? Does that role still help you now? Is Christ inviting you into a freer identity? For example, the peacemaker may have learned to reduce conflict. That can be a gift. But if the person believes they are responsible for everyone's emotions, the role becomes a burden. The achiever may have learned discipline and excellence. That can be a strength. But if the person believes they are loved only when they perform, the role becomes a prison. The rebel may have learned to resist control. That may contain courage. But if the person keeps resisting every form of healthy authority, the role becomes destructive. The invisible one may have learned to stay safe by staying unnoticed. That may have reduced harm in childhood. But in Christ, the person is not meant to disappear. This is where the gospel matters. Our deepest identity is not the family role we played. It is not the survival strategy that helped us endure. It is not the label others gave us. In Christ, we are image bearers being restored. We are beloved, called, accountable, gifted, and invited into new life. A wise ministry leader helps people notice family roles without shaming them. You might say, that role may have helped you survive then. Would it be helpful to ask whether Christ is inviting you to live differently now? That question honors the past without making it destiny. A ministry genogram conversation can help someone move from role to identity, from survival to discipleship, and from old patterns to faithful response in Christ.